Brazil's president Jair Bolsonaro is used to having crowds of supporters in Rio de Janeiro's Copacabana Beach. But this time, many of his voters have turned up to demand his impeachment.
Bolsonaro said he had 28 years of political experience, but had never been tainted by a corruption scandal. I thought he was the man who could change Brazil. I was mistaken.
Brazil's political movements, both on the right and the left, have joined forces against Bolsonaro, pushing for his impeachment. So far, 130 requests have been made and ignored by Congress.
We decided to set aside our differences as leftist parties and sum up efforts with Brazil's right-wing supporters to fight Bolsonaro, who represents a threat to our democracy.
Opinion polls show Bolsonaro trailing former President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva ahead of next year's presidential elections. Many Brazilians who are protesting here do not want Lula back. They were happy to see Lula behind bars on corruption charges. But after seeing Bolsonaro threaten the Supreme Court during the September 7th Independence Day celebrations, they've changed their minds.
September 7th was clearly supposed by the president and his followers to be the beginning of a movement to stage a coup and to close the Supreme Court, or at least oust some of the justices from the Supreme Court. It backfired. He was far more isolated and weakened after the events, especially the rally in São Paulo. And he had to make a strategic retreat to prevent to be impeached from by Congress. And I think that now he is basically waiting for a new moment to invest against the institutions again. And that's why the movement pro-impeachment is growing, and I don't think it will recede.
Brazilians are unsatisfied with rising inflation and poverty rates, as well as the handling of the coronavirus pandemic. With almost 600,000 dead, Brazilian has the second largest COVID-19 death toll after the United States. Monica Yanakiev, Al Jazeera.